This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. This story is part of our episode, Politics on Your Plate. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Cultural ideas about food are impressed upon us early in life, really early. As soon as babies are born, moms decide what to feed them. Will it be formula? Will they breastfeed? These days, there is some pretty fierce pressure on women to breastfeed. Hospitals prioritize it. Lots of breast is best posters on the maternity floor. And of course, other moms are going to judge you if you opt for formula. But the thing is, breastfeeding doesn't work out for a lot of women. Often it's for health reasons. So how about feeding your child another woman's milk? Emily Seiner dives into the world of breast milk sharing.
All right, Ruby, down to your skivvies.
It's diaper changing time for Ruby Martin. She's 10 weeks old and not thrilled about being pried out of her onesie.
I know, Peanut. I know, it's no fun.
Jamie Martin was expecting this kind of parenting task. She was not expecting to do it in a neonatal intensive care unit after Ruby was born 3.5 months early.
She had very red, almost like gelatinous skin, and really, really tiny. His wedding ring went around her arm.
It was hard enough to see her daughter growing in a baby incubator. And on top of all that, Jamie couldn't produce breast milk. She says this was not entirely a surprise.
I had a breast reduction when I was about 23, and I'm 37, so that was 2003. And they had to take everything apart, and the likelihood of you being able to breastfeed, as they told me at 23, was going to be highly unlikely.
And she thought, no problem. If she had children one day, she'd just put them on formula. But now that she has a tiny preterm baby, it is a problem. Preemies are at a high risk of a disease called necrotizing enterocolitis, or NEC. It devastates their intestines and is often fatal.
NEC is the bane of our existence here in the NICU.
Joanne Romano-Keeler is a neonatologist in Nashville.
And in all of the years of research that's been done, including some of the research that I've done myself, the only protective factor that we've discovered for NEC is breast milk.
So when a mom can't produce enough, many hospitals are now turning to breast milk banks. Like blood banks, these are nonprofits that screen their donors, in this case, moms with extra milk, for HIV risk or illegal drug use. The bank then pasteurizes the milk and sells it primarily to NICUs to feed sick babies like Ruby. The scientific research around using breast milk as medicine is relatively new, but sharing milk is definitely not, says Marianne Perrin. She's a nutritionist and researcher at the University of North Carolina, Greensboro.
If you ask the anthropologist, it's always been a thing, right? I mean, it's how our species survived.
For millennia, if one mother wasn't able to feed her child, another would help out and nurse the baby. There's evidence that wet nursing was a profession as early as 2000 BC. Wet nurses are mentioned in the Old Testament and the Code of Hammurabi, a set of laws written back in ancient Mesopotamia. During the Renaissance period in France, wet nursing was a registered profession and women were typically paid well. By that time, the decision to hire someone to nurse your child was often about choice, aesthetics, and convenience, not just necessity. But after the baby bottle was modernized in the 1800s, wet nursing basically went away. Milk-sharing banks popped up in the early 1900s, but most of those disappeared during the HIV epidemic in the 1980s. But Marianne says milk banks have started catching on again in recent years as there's been more research about the benefits of breast milk.
In 2013, when I started my dissertation work and looking at milk banking practices, I think there were 12 or 13 operating milk banks in North America. And today there are 26. So that's doubled in 4 years.
Even more common in the United States are mothers who share milk with each other outside of a formal organization. One mom can't produce enough, another has extra, and they find each other. There are entire Facebook groups devoted to this.
I know I have donated to a lady I met her online.
Ashley Glenn is a certified lactation counselor, meaning she helps women trying to breastfeed. After she gave birth a few years ago, Ashley was pumping extra milk and saw a post from a woman who had just adopted a son.
She ended up with like 100 and something donors, but every single thing he had from 0 to 12 months was breast milk.
I head to a playground to get some everyday mom on the street opinions about this.
How would you feel about feeding your child someone else's breast milk?
Just a little strange.
That's LaShonda Watson Brigham.
Just because I breastfed both of my kids and it's real personal and intimate, so I wouldn't necessarily want someone else's.
Nearby, Jennifer Johnston pushes her daughter in a swing set. She says it just seems too risky.
You just never know what women do to their bodies. You never know what drugs they're taking. You never know what lifestyle they have.
She's not alone in this concern. The FDA actually recommends against sharing breast milk without proper screening for infectious diseases or contamination. Advocates of peer-to-peer milk sharing push back on that. They say moms ask each other about diet or medications first, so they trust each other. At the playground, I also ask Sabrina Box about breast milk sharing. Sabrina's a mother of four, and at first she says, why bother taking risk with someone else's breast milk when you can just feed your kids formula, like she did? But then, a few minutes later, she remembers a friend's Instagram post offering extra milk.
She posted the picture of, like, the whole freezer door full. And I thought, actually, at the moment, when I first thing I saw that, I'm like, okay, I know what, like, a healthy, wholesome person she is. Like, I would like that milk. If I had a baby, I'd be like, give me some of that.
As I speak to mothers, that's a point I keep coming across. Infants have just a few food options compared to the rest of us, and deciding what to feed them is incredibly personal. Often the choice depends on what your friends are doing. It's a whole different story if your baby's in the NICU. Where you decide to stand on the breast milk to formula spectrum can feel highly charged, even political. But Ashley Glenn, the lactation counselor, says she has noticed an overall cultural shift with milk sharing in the past few years.
It has become more mainstream. You aren't, you know, thought of as kind of the crunchy hippie sharing the milk. Now it's like the everyday mom, you know, has a friend who breastfeeds, who has extra milk, and it's no longer looked at as like, oh, gross, you're doing that. Now it's just the norm.
Emily Seiner reported this story.